In Nashville, a developer's plan to buy a half-century-old recording studio is sparking a battle. On one side, an artist inspired by musical history. On the other, a trailblazing musician who made that history. Nina Cardona sent this story from member station WPLN in Nashville.
Indie rocker Ben Folds made his name with a big hit in the 90s. He's currently a judge on a reality singing competition.
Yeah, that was brilliant. Nice work.
But on the side, Folds rents a famous studio in Nashville where he runs a business recording musicians like Willie Nelson and Tony Bennett.
You can feel how musical this space is. You're standing like a Stradivarius violin right now.
This space was built in the early 60s on Music Row. That's the neighborhood that's been the nexus of Nashville's music industry for decades. Pioneering recording label RCA brought in some of the best audio engineers of the time to design the huge room with undulating walls that diffuse the sound. Every detail was crafted so that musicians like Eddie Arnold could sing with full-size orchestras.
What Ben is doing is continuing a history of what's really one of the longest running studio spaces in Nashville.
Brian Mansfield writes about country music for USA Today. He says the room known as RCA Studio A is the only significant Nashville studio of its era that's still being used in its original form. That's a big draw for singer Jim Lauderdale, who cut about half of his new album in the studio.
But I recall exactly how I felt.
I'm sitting in the same room that Roy Orbison and Waylon, and it gives you goosebumps.
But that room is at risk. Recently, the owner taped a notice to the studio door saying he's selling it to a developer. Ben Folds sounded the alarm online. A few days later, about 200 songwriters, audio engineers, producers, and concerned fans crammed into Studio A.
Hey, everybody. Who's fired up about this? Yeah.
That's producer Trey Bruce getting the crowd riled up.
We flock to these old rooms to make new music because they're old rooms and there's ghosts in the walls.
Whether those ghosts are real or not, folks like Bruce and Ben Folds consider them valuable inspiration. The building's owner sees the studio as valuable real estate. But that owner isn't some businessman who doesn't appreciate music. Studio A is owned by Harold Bradley, one of the most prolific session guitarists country music has ever seen. Again, Brian Mansfield.
You know, Harold and his brother Owen and Chet Atkins essentially built the recording industry in Nashville.
For several decades, Harold Bradley played on seemingly every country hit.
Oh, crazy.
He backed up Patsy Cline and Loretta Lynn. He played guitar with Tammy Wynette. Harold Bradley says the dispute over Studio A has taken him by surprise.
All of a sudden, we're the bad guys.
He says he tried for more than two decades to sell the studio to a music company, but couldn't find a taker. And he adds, he always meant to sell the building.
It was a business decision to build the RCA studio and building, and it was a business decision to sell it 24 years ago.
To the legendary guitarist, what's historic isn't the studio. It's the music, and the music will live on in recordings. There is a chance everyone may walk away satisfied. The property developer says engineers are looking into whether a preserved Studio A can be incorporated into whatever he plans to build. But Nashville is growing. Condos and hotels are moving into Music Row. And as music journalist Brian Mansfield bluntly states, not every recording studio can be saved. For NPR News in Nashville, I'm Nina Cardona.